Okay. All right. This is my wheel banger right here. All right. This may seem a little trivial, okay? But so bear with me. Everybody's familiar with this, all right? You're out strolling in the park or near a lake, desperately trying to remember where you hid your stash, when you come upon an old married couple, usually in their hundreds, feeding the birds. But what are they feeding them, Mark?
Oh, no.
High-protein insects? Mm-mm. No. Frogs, mice, or at least some seeds from their native habitat, maybe like black olive sunflower seeds or cracked corn, pumpkin, and millet? No, no. They're feeding them Wonder Bread.
Mm.
Crumpled-up Wonder Bread, Mark. Spongy balls of death.
Mm.
Everywhere you go, old people love to feed squirrels and birds things like bread, milk, peanuts, and rice. And I say it's time to end this ghoulish spectacle, Mark. It's not because rice makes pigeons explode. No, that it doesn't. That's a myth.
Mm-hmm.
But it's bad nutrition. It starves them to death.
Mm.
Exploding would be a kinder end. Instead, they just stuff themselves with this crap, thinking it's protein-rich caterpillar. And before you know it, the swan at your local lake is hanging by its neck on the jungle gym.
Oh.
Yeah,
it's
I've
awful.
Seen it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout history, it doesn't matter where you go. There they are, old people feeding bread to birds in the park. It's a bad enough staggering home drunk at night, but when you can't pass out on the bench because there's a big mound of soggy breadcrumbs on your favorite spot, it's time to take action. It's an environmental issue, Mark.
I see, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to lay down the law. If senior citizens want affordable health care, tell them to stop putzing around with the food chain first. It's not charming anymore. No wonder birds are getting the flu. On a side note, stop putting unwanted pets in your local pond. Yesterday, I saw some guy and his two kids put two turtles into Echo Park Lake. The local lake is not your unwanted reptile recycle station. Just because it's a big, flat thing of water doesn't mean turtles can live in it, all right? If you don't have the intelligence to take care of two little turtles, then maybe you shouldn't have any kids. As a matter of fact, next time, why don't you just keep the turtles and release the kids into the lake? You'd have a better chance of surviving. And if they make it to the other side where the rents are lower, then they might even get sold into white slavery, which is a considerable improvement over what they have with you. As I said before, a lot of you might think this issue is kind of trivial. But, you know, you'd think with the combined wisdom of the ages cursing through their brains, senior citizens wouldn't sit there feeding crap to these animals when they could be eating the high-protein bugs off their paisley shawls. There, I said it. I said it!
Yes, you have.
I've done a lot of research on the subject, Mark.
Yeah.
And you really want to know what the best thing old people can feed birds is? Other old people.
Oh.
Yeah, hear me out on
this. Okay, I'm with you.
It's pure suet. Mm-hmm. Just the right stringy consistency, so if they're not hungry, they can at least line their nests with it. After all, if they can send teenagers into two failed Asian land wars and a wet dream for Halliburton, then they can at least sacrifice a gaudy lake for two chickadees and a nuthatch. And for that, you've just taken a ride on Jim's Wheel of Anger!
That was touching and wonderful, Jim. I like the modest proposal twist at the end. It really worked for me. How old were you when you lost your virginity? No, honestly, man.
I used to know this by rote. It was 17.
I was 17 too, and I think isn't that old?
That's old?
If you're a guy, aren't you supposed to lose it when you're like 8 or 12 or something?
I was older.
You were older?
Yeah, I was 19.
Oh my God. See, you know what? I think a lot of the guys are lying to me about whether they did or not.
No, I met a lot of guys that did it when they were younger than that.
Yeah, we got to go, don't we?